you can't replace the power of a good coach with AI.
I think run clubs are out. I think those are dying. I think the gimmick is kind of dying.
And everyone that joined it to get in a relationship is probably in a relationship by now.
Or they've like burned all the bridges. We should be making fun of more runners.
Are we 100% becoming more evil? Are we using our powers for, well, is that evil or is that good? I don't know.
Take away coffee cups.
Take away coffee cups. Out.
They've been out. Especially if you're in Australia. Could we extend that to ordering pour-overs as being in 2026? NCAA governing body is definitely out in 2026. Coach started a GoFundMe for him.
Right.
And I think the NCAA banned him for the money. I put in handwritten journals and out I put Strava. Social media is out in 2026.
Oh, 100%.
I'm going to say out as well, cold plunging. Cold plunging is out.
George Beamish with the cold plunge out. That's crazy.
So this week has become a hybrid New Year's / World Cross Country preview episode. Yay. It's going to be really, really hard because there's a water pit, a fake hill, sand pit, I think, live alligators that you have to run by.
I did have a little scare over the New Year's with my selection on the team.
Find out more on the Coffee Club podcast.
Okay.
Like and subscribe.
Coffee Club, Coffee Club. Grind your beans and grab your favorite mug. It's Ollie Morgan, George and Gus. It's them boys from Coffee Club. Boys from Coffee Club.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Coffee Club Podcast, episode 213. It is a new year, 2026, and the boys are ready to go. Today's a very exciting episode. We have, so last week we kind of missed it, just, you know, things came up, life, et cetera, et cetera. So this week has become a hybrid New Year's / World Cross Country preview episode. Yay! And Ollie and I are here in the studio, and George is joining us from lovely Phoenix. So I think we'll just send it in, check over with George. How's Phoenix going?
70 and sunny, as expected.
Classic.
70 and sunny here, George.
I know what that's the thing. Exactly. Sun Scottsdale, but it's the exact same weather as it is in Boulder.
It's insane. So,
you just didn't want the altitude benefits for a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
The blood was getting too strong.
I just want training to be easy. I just want training to be really easy for a month, so here we are. No, it feels like we need a lift. Really throwing it back to last year. Already got some shuffleboard going.
Nice.
Haven't been in the pool yet, but that might be this afternoon thing. It's quite sunny.
Who's your housemates?
To get in there later on. You, but you haven't arrived.
No, I have not arrived yet. But who else?
Yeah. But you already know.
I got a wild guess. Robert Farkin, who's also not there. Kai Red Robin Robinson, and then I think it's Dylan Jacobs.
Yeah, we decided Dylan was the only American in our house, and he voted that Kai was the most American non-American in our house of five.
That must feel pretty good, George. You dodged that bullet.
Yeah, I don't think you want to win that one, do you?
I don't think I needed to dodge that. I don't think I was in the running, according to Dylan.
Well, it's definitely not Farkin.
Well, no, the funny joke would be if it is Farkin. Farkin's the most American because, you know, like, he's probably the most sensitive about that sort of thing. Whereas I don't think Kai could give a shit, to be honest. Like, Kai would be like, okay. But like with Robert, if you said, hey, Robert.
Robert is and he's not, though.
Yeah, yeah. That's really true. That's true. But if you want to make fun of Robert, you just push that narrative.
He's got a big asterisk because he didn't even go to college, university here. So it's a massive asterisk on his name.
Yeah, but on the other hand, he loves Seaburger. He loves the burger lifestyle.
He goes to basketball games?
Yeah, he goes. He's a Denver Nuggets fan.
Sure.
Goes to basketball games.
What were the main, just like the spark notes of why, what got Kai across the line? I guess he was battling against you for the title.
Yeah.
Actually.
No, he wasn't battling against
you. He's battling against Ollie?
Apparently he was battling against Ollie.
Oh, he's battling against me. Maybe it's because he is the 2025-2026 fantasy champion out of the OAC team.
Strong.
Which, if you're winning that as a foreigner, you're probably strong in the American side. And also,
he's
I think...
American sport.
Yeah, he knows it's American. The thing with Kai is I still don't think he's very American. Like, he's just an Aussie to me, but Maybe for Dylan, he sees a different lens.
He's a big fan of the Brisbane Bullets. So that's
yeah, not- Dylan is a big fan of the Brisbane Bullets. And also, Kai has had a really big winning streak this past year in 2025. The Brisbane Broncos were the NRL champions as well as the Brisbane Lions were the AFL champions. So a big win in Brisbane for the past year for Aussie Rules footy as well as rugby league. And he's won fantasy in the NFL. So Kai's had a win-win-win.
And now he's won the most American in the house. In
exactly. Philly. So he's winning all these awards. Congratulations, Kai, if you're listening. Congratulations.
Yeah, I can feel Flagstaff calling me from down from up the mountain, though. So.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I'm surprised that you're not in Flagstaff right now. You're so close. It's like, you know, Frodo dropping you off the ring to Mordor. You're so close yet so far.
That's after the episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Mike Smith is, he's just calling you. Like Sauron, just
no. He's down here apparently.
Oh, really?
Like I don't know if he is.
Oh,
Mike Smith Elite's down here.
Yeah.
Well, pencil it in, George. Whenever you're going up to Flagstaff, I'll come up for the couple
days.
Yeah,
me too.
Well,
me too. I don't want to miss out on that trip.
Yeah.
We'd love that.
I don't know how we haven't done a coffee club pilgrimage yet.
Well, I haven't been to Flagstaff.
I feel like I think we should make it happen.
Make a banger vlog out of that.
The thing is, I am. Well, my birthday is in January, but we're not going to be.
Yeah, we will.
Maybe you
won't.
I might not be in Phoenix. I might not be in New York. But we could always do an early birthday surprise of going up to Flagstaff.
Always early birthday celebration in Flagstaff. We'll see. Everyone that's listening is invited. We will see you all there. We'll call it a weekend around January 20th.
And it's either at Michael Smith's house. He's hosting it. Or Stephen Haas. So it'll be at either their houses. And just don't worry about the invite. Just turn up.
We'll start off doing the bagel run?
That's a good idea. I've actually never done that.
This is going to be
amazing. I can finally take that off.
It'd be amazing. So we have that to look forward to. Cannot wait.
Apologies for the interruption. Please enjoy this brief clip from Morgan McDonald's new YouTube video. For more, check the link in the description of this episode.
So the goal is simple: to qualify for the World Cross Country Championships in 2026. But in order to achieve that goal, I have to come top two in my country's selection race. Now, ever since I was a young Morgan and I began this journey of running that has been essentially my whole life, cross country has been right there at the center point. It's the reason that I fell in love with the sport. And as a pro, it's something that I always have wished that we could do more of. So today marks the beginning of that journey. It's the first day of the month now, and this selection race is in Australia all the way at the end of the month.
And now, back to the show.
So, Ollie and I are competing in what you could call the World Championships this week.
What you do call the World Championships. I think it's the World Cross Country Championships in Tallahassee, Florida.
You could say that.
You definitely could call it that.
You could call it that if you want to.
Something about the January 10th tag on it, though, is it just comes at you real quick post like Christmas, New Year's celebrations. It's almost like you're not ready for it. I feel ready for it, actually. Do you feel ready?
I feel excited. I mean, I don't have to run 10K. So that's a helpful factor. But I did have a little scare over the New Year's with my selection on the team because the wonderful Jack Anstey, runner for UA, posted with the UA tag thing, their team, whatever they're called, the Baltimore Ravens, that he was selected for the relay. So when I saw that, I thought I had just been, I was kicked off the team and there was no communication from AA. There was no like if, ends or buts or anything like, oh, Ollie, we're sorry, but you know, you've dyed your hair again and you look like an idiot. So we don't want you representing Australia. None of that. So I was quite concerned and I thought, well, I better call him up and see what's going on. And unfortunately, for a lot of fans, Cameron Myers is not running anymore due to some stuff going on for him, but which is unfortunate. But Jack Anstey has filled in that role, which is also exciting for him, and it'll still be an amazing team. I mean, the women on that team is pretty strong with Jess Hull and Lyndon Hall. Lyndon, a Knowles alum, so going back to Tallahassee is pretty exciting for her as well. And four out of the four people in the relay all ran in college in the US, so that's another exciting factor of cross-country running and relays. We're going back to our roots. But yeah, I was a bit worried for a second. I thought I'd been kicked off the team, but thankfully my position is secured. I have my flights, I don't have my uniform yet, but hopefully it's coming in soon. And I am very excited for the relay. I will be doing what most professional race car drivers do. I'm going to do like the full sunny, carry around my pack of cards and walk around the course and check the angles and the curves and the crumbs and the just see how the course is looking for me. But I am very excited. For you, Morgs, though, this is 10K. Yes?
How much do you know about the relay? What's the structure?
I do know about the structure. Same as Bathurst. I don't remember what Serbia's structure was, but Bathurst was the first and the third leg for the men. The women have the second and the fourth. So really for between me and Jack, it would depend between Jess and Lyndon, it would depend on who's ready for the tactical kind of race setting and who's ready for like maybe more of the solo run time trial, like pick up some spots when you can section of the races, because the first leg and the fourth leg are going to be very different depending on starting and finishing, obviously. So we'll discuss that as a team. And I still reckon we've definitely looking like a good team to battle against those top countries. But
yeah, medal chance for sure.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, like, when you have somebody like Jess Hull on the team, if you whoever's in third leg, like, if you get her in a good spot, it could be a win. I mean, she's that good. And, you know, Lyndon and Jess are going to be killing it, and Jack and I are going to do our part to push us over the line. So it'll be very exciting indeed. The relay, I think it goes up before your race.
Does it? I wasn't sure about
it. It did. Well, I guess I don't know the schedule yet either. I shouldn't be guessing. But I'm pretty sure from what I remember at Bathurst, we went before the main event. So, which is Morgan is the main event. He's the meat and two veg, and I am the Caesar salad. So,
yeah.
There is no dessert.
Well, there's under 20 race. I don't know where that is in the mix.
Oh, that can be the tiramisu. Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Why not? Round it all out. It's a full meal.
What is it with Australia? Half of Australia's team seem to have run for Florida State.
Yeah, I saw Morty got selected as well.
Yeah.
Which was pretty exciting. I think that's our first Australian team. So congratulations to you, Morty. That's freaking unreal.
Great, it's pretty cool for her to get to go home. Yeah, it's funny because none of us three boys have ran it.
And then I think Lauren Ryan as well was a Florida State alumni.
Yes, she was. I forgot
about
that.
She's also going back to Tallahassee.
And Lyndon, no?
Yeah, yep. I mentioned Lyndon, yeah.
Yeah. Is it three? That seems like a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot. I mean,
that's pretty cool for them.
It's awesome. I think if World Cross is in Madison, Wisconsin, you bet your bloody ass that Adam Spencer, Jackson Sharp, and Morgan and I would be trying to do that, because you do hold a lot of sentimental value when it comes to your own cross-country course, because you have a lot of memories there, and some of the best races and experiences we have as a team, as well as your experiences in college, running for and representing your university at home. So, I'm sure they're super excited about it, and it's just going to give us a bit of an advantage, mm-hmm. I think, personally. The New Zealand 4x2K relay team, George, do you know anything about that? I haven't heard anything.
I remember a pact that was made at a dining table a year and a half ago.
Oh, yeah.
When George pledged to be part of the team with Sam Tanner.
Yeah, didn't happen.
Do you not remember that?
Hey, no, this is Maya's fault, not mine.
Christian Davala is on the 2K team, the Wisconsin boy.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's really good as well. Yeah. He's quite young, but I know that he's on your 2K team. Well, I believe he is.
So, wait, what school did he go to?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin guy.
Did he transfer from somewhere?
I don't think so. He's pretty young.
I think isn't he a freshman?
Is
he a
sophomore?
Junior. No, I believe he just went to Wisconsin. I could be wrong.
Huh. I actually didn't know we had one.
You got to know more about your Kiwi. If you're not George,
if you don't know,
you'll lose the American. You will lose that American thing. You'll become an American, more Americanized.
If you know the American 4x2K team, right, and you don't know the Kiwi 4x2K team, that's
hurting your points, George.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, mate. Come on. You're better than this.
Well, don't tell Dylan.
Yeah. Dylan, don't worry. Dylan does not watch this podcast. If he does, we will be clipping this and showing him.
If he does, we love you, Dylan.
But to get on to the main event with Morgs, how are you feeling for this big race?
I'm very excited. I mean, one thing that we have to talk about, which I love that they do this now for World Cross, they try to add this extra excitement through just being like, guys, this is cross country. Let's like make the course more fun.
Mm.
I love that they
do. Which one of those are you looking forward to the most?
Brother. I see, this is the thing. It's actually a different course. Well, it's the same course, but a slightly different loop to what you would have seen or ran for the college people that have done it. It's going to be really, really hard because there's all these features. For example, there's a water pit. There's a fake hill. There's a sand pit, I think. And there's some, I think they're live alligators that you have to run by. And taken, you know, just on their own, just thinking about them, like doing the one time is like, oh, that's not bad. But it's 5 2K laps. So each of them you're doing five times. I'm pretty much running a steeplechase.
What's a fake hill?
It's a hill. I think it's a little rise.
It's for the roller coaster.
Is that what
it's like? It's based off like, it's like Disneyland, like roller coasters, like Florida beaches, sand. Yeah. It's like Alligator Alley, the swamp. They just dug a hole and just filled it with water, I think.
Okay.
And then I don't know what the last one is, but it's just like Florida themed things.
Which they did that in Bathurst as well.
Basically turning World Cross into a carnival, which is hopefully great. It's hopefully like the steeple pit at the track. Like everyone just congregates like on each of those things just for the entertainment.
Yeah, if it is like that, I'm fucking gonna send it. But I'm a bit scared. I'm a bit scared that you have to do each of these features five times. I think like because the thing is, when everyone when us at least think about the Tallahassee course, we think about a really fast cross country course. But I think that over 10K, doing each of these features five times is gonna really
it's gonna be so hard
change the dynamics. I'm sure all the guys are still gonna go out in a 240 or quicker K at the start. So I think it's gonna be a bloodbath out there. Personally, I feel fitter than I was a month ago. I feel more ready to race than I was a month ago. This is referring to the trials. You know, I'm just excited to go out there and have another opportunity to represent Australia and to give it my best. And I love cross country. I love racing. I love racing with a team. And the Team Australia is on the men's side looking pretty strong. So yeah, honestly, like if we all go out there and have a good day, winning a medal as a team, the World Cross Championships is really, really, really hard, but you never know. Never say never.
What is that team?
As Justin Bieber said. So Kai Robinson, Seth O'Donnell, Haftu Strinza, sorry. I made it hard for myself by saying everyone's full names. Edward Marks and, oh, fuck.
Morgan McDonald.
Did I say myself?
No.
And I'm blanking on one guy who runs for ASICS, which is really bad of me. So I'm going to look his name up right now.
Well,
we just have to run for these days.
Yeah.
Is he the Villanova guy?
Yeah, he's coached by Adam Didick, and he represents, I think, Team Tempo.
Team Tempo. While Morgan looks that up.
That is a good team. What? How many score at World Cup?
It's four.
Four. Yeah.
Six, right? Four?
Yep. Four. Exactly.
Well, when you were mentioning Morgs, the tactics come into mind for me when you say that there's going to be alligators on the course. What you should do probably is you should sneak out the night before, buy some barbecue marinade, and just give out free massages for all the athletes, marinate them up, and then you're definitely winning this race, bro.
You think I could? What flavor marinade are we looking at?
Well, we're looking at manslaughter as well, but marinade, probably like something southern, like a Texas smoky barbecue thing.
You think that's what the alligators like?
Well, they're from the south.
I would just go a bit of beef tallow.
Beef tallow.
Well, that would be more expensive, though. You'd have to get that for
but that's
how many runners?
Because then they wouldn't be able to. You could just tell them like this is like good for your skin. Because
that's what we're going to tell them.
Yeah, exactly.
For their skin.
Exactly.
We're going to tell the cops that as well when they play this recording.
Like with the marinade, how are you going to tell them that it's good for their skin? It was Isaac Hain, by the way. I'm so sorry that I blanked on the name, but what do I know? He's born in 2000, so you know it's a different
generation.
Different.
Yeah, he's a completely different generation. He's so younger than us.
So. It's a good team. The thing is, you know that a lot of these powerhouse countries bring really good teams to work. Like, they don't really skimp. And I'm looking at Kenya, Uganda, Ethiopia. And it seems like across the board, there's really good competition from a lot of the non-African countries.
Except for the European
countries as well. Team France. I haven't been paying that much attention, but France is bringing a really fucking strong team.
Oh, so they're actually coming.
Yeah, obviously America has an extremely strong team. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a highly competitive world cross country race.
And well, I'm excited.
Hopefully, I'll try the alligator tactic.
Yeah, I just think that would be something that would be good, but then obviously we would be probably arrested and put in jail for manslaughter. But, you know.
Yeah. I'm very excited just got to see the course vibe it out. Unfortunately, Tallahassee, if I'm going to like make one kind of complaint up to this point, really expensive to fly there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not the most accessible town in the US of A. What, are you flying on Wednesday?
Is Wednesday the 7th?
Yeah.
Yes. But
my AA flight booked, was $1,600.
AA booked my flight. I have no baggage.
Yeah, I didn't do baggage either. $1,600.
I have no baggage.
And is it not United?
No, you can't get there United.
I think I'm flying
Delta and American.
Delta or American, yeah.
It's a pain in the ass to get there. Even from Phoenix, it's not easy.
Which is interesting. I thought it wouldn't be that bad. I think Tallahassee is like a decent sized.
I don't think it's as big as, I think there's a lot of other, like, equally. I think it's actually just a college town. I don't really know anything about it. But I think in Florida, there's just so many other bigger cities.
Yeah. Well.
We love Florida, don't we? We love Florida on this podcast. So.
Particularly Claremont, Florida.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully the weather's a bit nicer.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Just sneaking in there. I actually think that I would like Florida if I went to Miami or maybe some other parts as well.
Miami seems fun.
I really want to visit Miami.
I've been to Orlando.
Did you go to Disneyland?
Let's just say it wasn't as magical as looking into Orlando Bloom's eyes, but because Orlando is named after Orlando Bloom, right? That's what I thought. Because Pirates of the Caribbean is Disney. Disney's in Orlando. Orlando Bloom was in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah. And I think Miami is named after Miami Vice.
Yeah. Yeah. And also the whole state of Florida is named after a guy called Flo Rida. So, I mean, they're very pop culture in that state. But I'm looking forward to humidity, I guess. I was thinking about it. Humidity might be nice.
I don't know. I haven't looked at the weather. The humidity is going to be a factor. I think the 10K, I think it's going to be a bloodbath. I think the 2K really is going to be, I mean, you've done it before. I feel like that's also going to be a bloodbath in a different way.
I have an advantage this year, though.
What's that?
Well, last time I did it in Bathurst, I ran Milrose like 2 days before and flew from New York to Sydney and then to Bathurst. It was brutal.
This time
I'm flying a couple of hours to Tallahassee, which is really nice.
Well, you did fly back from Australia like 2 days ago as well, though. So
yeah, that is true.
You did it in reverse.
Yeah, I make everything difficult for myself because I feel like it makes me a better athlete and a better person.
At least you have 10 days.
I do have 10 days to vibe it out. I mean, I already did a workout yesterday and it was pretty good considering the lagginess of jet. But yeah, we're going to hang out. Wait, you're rooming with Kai, aren't you, probably?
I don't know. I've been looking for a roommate request form and I haven't found one yet.
Yeah, because I think Kai requested you, so I can't dibs you, unfortunately.
I was going to request Seth.
O'Donnell?
Yeah. We're going to do some...
The thing is, your popularity will go up pretty high if you get to room with Seth, because you'll be in all his videos.
We're going to do some heavy metal the night before, get ready to race, et cetera, et cetera.
Get the drums out.
Actually, like when I was thinking about it, I'm like, wow, this Australian team is going to be fun. It's a bunch of characters.
Bunch of good fellas.
A bunch of guys that have like had a lot of success at cross and other disciplines in the past few years. So it's just going to be a vibe. And that's the thing with the cross trip, which is really fun, is it's just like, it's a very small team. So you get real close with everyone. And it's not like a track world championships is like so hard to keep track of everything that's going on. It's like everyone's here is racing on the same day. They're all racing the same race and you just vibe it out.
A lot of moving parts. Well, another exciting thing for me is I can't wait to beat Sage Herder, Klecker, in the relay. That's going to be very satisfying.
Are you sure you're going to beat her?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. If we don't, then...
Are you going to sneak into her leg?
Yeah, how's this working out? What are you picturing?
I'll just get a wig. And that's actually probably be a disadvantage because Lyndon and Jessica would probably beat me anyway. So... Well, it wouldn't matter. I guess beat her collectively as a team.
So Australia
take down USA.
Yeah, I would love to take down Team USA at their home.
Yeah. Because then you could just feel the energy.
I have like a deep feeling, and I have like this really scary feeling that USA is kind of
going to be so good. That's the one thing with the Americans that you can definitely always guarantee watching their trials and everything is that they turn up for when it's like a home.
Do you guys remember Eugene World Champs when they swept like the 100, the 200, and the 400 or something like that? It was like,
yeah. They went bananas.
So I'm afraid of them.
I am afraid of them too. So that'll be exciting to battle, to duke it out with them.
But so Saturday, the race is on Saturday.
The 10th, yes.
I think. So check it out. Everyone follow along. Don't know.
How do we watch it?
Don't know how to watch it.
I'm sure you'll be able to find a coffee club.
Illegal thing. Stream.
Yeah.
Out there.
There'll be something out there for everyone.
I mean, after the Mary Meyer was on Coffee Club YouTube, I feel like World Cross probably is the same.
Well, we didn't get enough credit for that, Morgan, by the way, because when they were talking about it's streamed, and they said it was only streamed on Cities Mac.
That's who said that?
The owner, the guy that runs the meet.
God.
But I was like, no, it was streamed on Coffee Club, and he didn't say it.
I can't believe that.
I was like, you had George and me in the race. George and I in the race, but... Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Anyway, we're still the up-and-comer. We're still coming through.
Yeah.
We're peeping through the media.
Surely just on World Athletics YouTube.
I think it probably in some, I was thinking about this, I think in some countries, but I wouldn't be surprised if the US, the rights are with someone else.
Like Peacock or something, sure.
What's the biggest NBC. What's the biggest one?
ESPN.
Probably whatever the biggest one is. Apple? Fox News?
Fox News.
It's probably on Fox News. Streamed on there.
Yeah. It's on Fox News and CNN.
Yeah.
But you get it differently. It's like...
It's two different commentaries.
Two different commentaries, yeah.
Yeah, so... Yeah. That's how you can check that race out, I think. I'm not certain, but maybe we'll put out something on our Instagram.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
I guess if you Google it, you can probably find it.
Yeah, you guys will. And if not, I'm sure we'll get Gus on it. We'll get Gus on it because he's heavily invested.
Yeah. So we're very, very excited for that. And then after that, we're actually all going to be in Phoenix. So hopefully we'll be able to be all back together for the next pod. But for the new year... Something that we've done, I think we've done some versions of this before. We haven't consistently done this, but we're looking to establish the Coffee Club 2026 running in and out list. What's in this year and what's out this year? And all us boys plus Tom Wang have some ideas to add to it to make this super, super list. And I'm pretty excited to get into this because... I have some opinions.
And we're going to hear about them. And I feel like personally, like... This is probably one of the most influential in and out lists you will hear in track and field world, particularly because you have the three coffee club hosts and the manager, Tom Wang, giving their ins and outs. And like, is this a privilege for you guys? 100%. But nothing we say...
When you say you guys, mean the listeners?
I mean the listeners. Or but us. Also, I just want to make this clear. Nothing is legally binding, but you should be very heavily influenced in this list.
Between Tom's list and my list, there's already some conflicting things. So we're gonna have some arguments.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to hear the list.
Shall we? How about we do it? We'll each do an in and an out, and then I mean, Tom and I wrote a bunch down, so then we can just zoom through a bunch of those as well because we kind of cheated by writing them down.
Mm-hmm.
So I just will get to the conflicting one first. So Tom has put in his in, defending Grand Slam. And I put in my out, news about Grand Slam. So is Grand Slam in or out for 2026? We need to make a decision right now.
Well, that doesn't conflict with my list.
Which was Tom?
Tom's defending. Tom put in defending Grand Slam as in 2026.
Defending Grand Slam is it.
Honestly, I love going against the grain, to be honest. I love it.
I think it's the pendulum has to swing eventually.
Right? Oh, I agree.
So
I'm going to have to go ahead and say Grand Slam's out.
See, my list has Commissioner Gordon, Michael Johnson out, Commissioner Morgan in. So I have the prediction that Morgan will be the commissioner of Grand Slam for 2026.
All right, so it seems like Grand Slam's still going to be talked about in 2026.
Particularly if you're the commissioner.
Is the in and out of that, I guess. Tom's first out is NCAA's governing bodies.
Ooh, yeah.
I agree with that.
Is there some, I think this is probably specifically because of the recent ban that occurred in D2. I think it was D2 or D3. Did you guys see any news about that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that one and the girl who got her 10K title revoked or whatever. Both of those.
What was the 10K title?
She got it revoked because of, George, do you know exactly the technical? Because I know Emily Venters, who I follow on Instagram, who was second in that race. So she didn't get, she posted about it. She didn't get the, she doesn't get the, like the ball, like the NCAA championship because of that. She still stays second.
Why was the 10K title revoked?
Oh, he's gone. He was supposed to be my reference. George was supposed to be my reference. I think it was revoked. I thought it was an eligibility thing.
Was it drugs?
I don't know. I actually don't know. I can't comment on that. But I know it did come up quite a bit. I mean, for me, the out, if I can do that while we try and get George back on, my out is NILs. I think NILs are on the way out. So.
Yeah, I think... I would love to agree with you, but I think NILs are only getting stronger and stronger.
I think NILs
are the future.
I think NILs are out. Hey, George.
I apologize.
You're good, brother. We just wanted to clarify, do you know exactly what happened with them withdrawing the NCAA championship for the 10K?
I think I know. It's something, the girl who won the 10K in, was it 2023?
Yeah.
Tested positive.
Oh, she did test positive. So it was a drug-related thing.
Got her title taken away, but they wouldn't give it to Emily
Venters.
Yeah, because I saw she posted about it. How would that? Because she's under contract right now. I guess it would have helped. It would have helped her a lot to get a good contract.
It's one of those things. Back in the day, yeah, if you're NCAA champ, that definitely makes a massive
100%
difference. Like it always does. But the NCAA is really weird about this type of stuff because a lot of their rules, which they have to use, what's the word I'm looking for? Like across all their sports, generally don't make sense in the sport of track and field. So I wonder if it's something that's comes from a different sport, because like in a track and field world, it makes no sense to not upgrade second place if first place gets in trouble for drugs. But I'm wondering if in a different sport, it's like if someone has like an eligibility violation. Oh, dude, I don't know. Actually, you should always upgrade. I can't really. I don't know.
Is that a respect to the rules?
Yeah, I don't know why they wouldn't.
But
do you know why they specifically why they didn't upgrade, George?
No, I don't.
That's a shame.
I don't know what they said.
All right, George.
The D3 guy, that was.
That's ridiculous.
Wait, what happened to the D3 guy? I didn't see that.
His coach started a GoFundMe for him just to help him out, I believe, because he was in need.
Right.
And I think the NCAA banned him for the money, for accepting the money.
But isn't that a donation?
They raised like $6,000 to like keep him in school so he could run on the team.
Right.
And he got banned.
But it's a donation. It's not a sponsorship, right? Donations. I thought donations were okay.
It's weird because you would think that in this NIL day and age, there's a certain way to package that that isn't that complicated.
Or he'd get a sponsorship in some form.
It's unbelievable that you can make like $10 million a year
and this
through NIL. And
he got banned for $6,000. Yeah, I mean,
he's like working night shifts and stuff to like stay in school and run.
Come on, guys, have a heart.
That's actually kind of insane because, like, particularly being in Colorado, the Sanders family make a lot of money off the NILs, millions and millions of dollars, which I'm not against. Like, that, you know, you make that money, you earn it. But then a guy that can't get the money from just being in financial difficulty, which the Sanders aren't, he gets banned because he gets a GoFundMe donation of $6,000 to stay in school.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That sounds really insane that they would ban him for that. That really does not sound right to me.
NCAA governing body is definitely out in 2026.
Well, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Definitely out.
So I kind of combined some of them, and like some of them are combined in and outs and some of them are separate, but this is a combined one. I put in handwritten journals and out I put Strava.
Yeah, Strava's
I think Strava's had a steady rise for the last 3 to 4, 5 plus years without any controversy. So I think it's time to go back to handwritten journals for the year 2026.
Isn't Strava trying to go public this year?
Are they really? Well,
I think they are trying.
They didn't time that very well. I'm sorry.
No, they didn't. They didn't.
How unfortunate.
My in and out is... Wait, did you finish? Sorry, I think I interrupted you.
Yeah.
Okay. My in and out is... My out is run clubs. My in is long runs by yourself.
Whoa.
I've had a few long runs by myself recently, and I feel like I've had revelations on those runs. Probably because I'm super tired and dehydrated, but I feel like...
Runner's high.
Yeah, it's like a runner's high. Like I like had a complete experience. So, but I think run clubs are out. I think those are dying. I think the gimmick is kind of dying for the most.
Like they well, so popular.
They're so popular. They make so much money, but then people are really not.
And everyone's probably in a, everyone that joined it to get in a relationship is probably in a relationship by now.
Or they've like burned all the bridges.
Yeah, but so, one of those two.
Because I know that like in Australia, a lot of the ones that meet on the coast, like the run clubs, Mum mentioned, like they've like caused so many issues for a lot of local residents because hundreds of people turn up and they'll like leave all this mess and like run through and like knock people over. There'll be fights and stuff. Like,
so I shouldn't laugh.
No, but it's kind of funny. It's
I was
like
just picturing that.
It's running. It's just running. Like, but people are doing it because it's like a social, trendy thing.
It is a good social activity.
And it's very, very positive. But then it's so funny that it's gone so trendy that it's become a negative, which is kind of funny.
Too much of a good thing.
Yeah, too much of a good thing. That is my out, and my in was, the long run vibe on your own. I don't know. I've just been really enjoying it. Particularly like a long run that's like not too long, but also not too difficult. Just a vibe. Mm-hmm. Just running, vibing it out.
I love that. Yeah. I'm going to run through a couple of...
Can I carry on that theme?
Go.
I'm going to say out as well, cold plunging. Cold plunging
really?
Is out.
George Beamish with the cold plunge out. That's crazy.
That is wild.
It, you're not saying in his saunas, are you?
Oh, I could say that, Dan. Well, I mean, I think it was already in, but we can go saunas or hot baths in.
I love a
hot
bath.
Do love hot baths.
I love a hot bath.
I'm not going to disagree with you on a hot bath.
100%.
I like the cold plunges being out.
See, I like a cold plunge if I can get into a hot bath.
I do like contrast. I like contrast as
the
well.
The one thing I think, George, when I think of it as somebody who has spent a lot of time in water, I like the sensation of feeling different temperatures. So like, but I would always pick a hot tub if I could get a hot tub, you know, over like a cold plunge. I wouldn't just do a cold plunge and then go inside.
I like the idea of contrast.
Yeah. So contrast is, but yeah, cold plunges out. I like that.
Yeah. Take that, cold plunges.
Take that.
So I'm going to run through a few good ones that Tom has written down in Coffee Club podcast fans. Absolutely. Bean shout outs. Creatine is in. Actually, this is an interesting one. I think creatine has been on a slow rise as well.
Mm, I agree.
Or maybe a rapid rise at certain points.
I think it was rapid.
Yeah. And it's officially made it to the 2026 enlist, which we love. The one that I really want to ask a question about is that's on the enlist is making fun of runners. How do we feel about that?
In?
Yeah.
I feel like that's
making
been a constant.
Of other runners?
I feel like it's been a constant in for a while. I feel like runners are very good at making fun of themselves. I mean, some as we know, aren't as good as others, but I think that's been a common thing. I mean, we make fun of ourselves. We make fun of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't take that well when we make fun of their, you know, choices in Cybertrucks, but I think in general, we all have a little laugh. But I guess that's always been in. Is it not in?
Well, I think if I think about our podcast, I think we used to make a lot more fun of people than we do.
But then we got all that. We got sued a lot. So now the lawyers cost us a lot of money. So we've had to be a bit more PC. Yeah.
So from a coffee club standpoint,
We should be making fun of more runners.
Are we 100%. Becoming more evil? Are we using our powers for, well, is that evil or is that good? I don't know.
Well,
does it bring balance to the world?
When it comes to comedy, whatever the subject is, as long as it's not hurting somebody and we're not infringing on people's rights, I think it's fine.
I like it. Well, in kind of a linked out, he has social media is out in 2026.
Oh, 100%.
Which I think a lot of people can 100%. Get around.
I get around that. That's a really good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be on my list.
So I think like making fun of runners like with an asterisk is it's like...
Well, making fun of runners in an endearing way or in a way that like... brings people some joy, but also brings some...
Just brings some perspective.
Yeah,
some
perspective.
Runners are funny, man. It's like you get out there and you just like, you're like standing still
Yeah.
And then you just start running.
Like for example, if I made fun of Yard using like the term of playing volleyball, right? And he's like, he looks like a sprider on a frying pan. He just can't hit the ball. But this is an Olympic bronze medalist, super athlete. I think he's doing just fine mm-hmm. in his athletic ability and his athletic confidence.
Yeah.
But it's good to make fun of people when they, you know, aren't very good at certain things, but then they're really, really talented at other things.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, who's next?
George.
I think George just went.
Takeaway coffee cups.
Takeaway coffee cups.
They've out.
Have they been in?
Been out. Especially if you're in Australia.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You mean like like the non-reusable ones are out?
I mean those ones.
Wait, which one? What are you talking about?
Oh, the ones that we're using. That's out.
No, they're compostable.
Compostable.
Good thing about
not
it.
Combustible. No, they're not going to explode.
They're combustible.
They're not combustible, but they're compostable.
Having coffee at the coffee shop and without leaving. A slow coffee.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they should be every year, but.
I have a theme to continue with that with George, because my out, which I did have on my mental list, is people working at coffee shops. That's out for sure. Like pulling the laptop out.
Guys, it's not 2021 anymore.
Yeah. You get the fuck out. Have your coffee, enjoy your moment, and then give it to somebody else. So working at a coffee shop out, you know what's in?
What's that?
That's a really
good one. No technology at coffee shops. So you go in without your, you just don't have your phone. No technology. Friend, go in with a friend, sit there and have a coffee. Face-to-face conversation. I think that's in this year. I think everyone will do that and they'll be like, wow, go and get coffee with your mates. Really fun. Because I did that a lot with my mum when I was home recently. Her friend, Adrian, they get coffee every morning. They go for a walk along the beach or a swim and then they go and have a coffee. No phone. Grab a coffee. Just have a chat about the world. They solve all the world's problems and then they say goodbye. Have a good one. I'll see you next week. And it's just very wholesome. So I want to bring that to a lot of people.
Could we extend that to ordering pour-overs as being in 2026? And I feel really evil saying this because I love pour-overs. Yeah. I love them. And they go in line with exactly what you two are saying, because a pour-over, it's a slow coffee process.
Mm.
But also I have this like little demon on my shoulder who, the thing with pour-overs is they take about 100 times more time for the barista to make compared to anything else that they serve. So if you go into a busy coffee shop in the morning during their morning rush and you order a pour over, they fucking hate you. And a part of me is like, well, it's on your menu. You know what I mean? Like a part of me, because they hate it so much, makes me actually want to order it a little bit more. And that's an evil part of me. I'm freely admitting that. But do you guys know what I'm saying? Like it pisses them off. And then it's like, well, you guys are a coffee shop. You guys have it on your menu. You guys are charging me $7 for this.
Also, they're coffee connoisseurs. They'd be respectful of a pour over.
You guys will make a much better pour over than I will make.
And pour overs are like a very, very special way to drink coffee, in which like they should appreciate, because they probably love pour over. The people that are making the pour over, you know? So I definitely agree with you with that, Morgs. Yeah.
So I don't know if I just am scared to put that on our in list, because then I'm imagining that all our fans will then start ordering a lot of pour overs and it'll create a lot of congestion in coffee shops around the world.
Mm.
But who knows? Maybe that's good for everyone, just to have a little message to slow down. So yeah. Not slowing down though. I have on my in list for 2026, running fast 1500s. I feel like running fast 1500s is going to be real cool this year.
Really?
I think it's going to be in vogue. And I don't just mean like the world's fastest time is going to be like faster. I just mean like, I think a lot of people are going to run really fast 1500s this year across the board. How do we feel about that?
Is that more so than the last few years?
But it's just getting elevated. I think is this going to get more, like more people are going to run sub 330?
It's going to be super, super in this year. Like a lot of people are going to do it.
I mean, if I'm involved in that, then I would take it 100%. But if I'm not, like, it'd be good to see. I mean, I think I would love to see more people like in the competitive section of like I feel like this year it was kind of like that, it was kind of like that, where every Diamond League somebody could win, and like we didn't really have like, oh, Jakob's going to win this every, you know, that was kind of cool seeing people come through and win different, that was really fun. So if it's
I
like that.
I just have a feeling. I think there's going to be people that you don't expect running fast 1500s, and then there's going to be like young people popping off and running like fast 1500s.
What's out then?
The BU indoor track.
Oh, I honestly think that's a good one because like there's a been a track that's built like BU in Raleigh.
Is there really?
Yeah, and a lot of people are going to be going there.
Is it inside?
It's indoor track, 200 meter banked.
It's a new one.
New one, yeah.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
It's a JDL fast track.
Yeah, but that's been a track. Is that?
Aren't they building?
No, they made JDL banked.
Yeah, I think they made it into a track.
Oh, wow.
That's in Raleigh, isn't it? Or am I confusing it with something else?
It's in North Carolina somewhere, I think.
I think it's North Carolina. Well, I mean, close.
So they've tried to emulate the BU?
Yeah, but I also think that like the funny thing with BU is it's very, very wholesome to see people go to BU and break four and like do PBs and stuff. But I think when you're saying it's out, I do love the professionals won't go to BU. They'll go to Millrose. They'll go to like different tracks. Maybe.
Yeah, I have a couple of things that make me want to say this. Again, like, I mean, I do love when you see someone going and breaking the amount of sub 4 miles there, like that's legendary and that
so
should
cool, yeah.
continue forever. However, one big thing is that I don't know how many countries are doing this, but like Australia, for example, for the Commonwealth Games qualifying, they're not accepting indoor track times. So that's kind of like a big anti-BU thing. And then I just really don't like how in the NCAA now, if you want to qualify for indoor nationals, I almost called it indoor worlds. No, it's indoor nationals in the NCAA. You, like, if you're trying to do the 5K, what option do you have apart from going to Boston?
Mm.
And I don't think that's a good thing.
No.
I don't think anyone thinks that's a good thing. It's just a, it's the, what's the word I'm looking for? The something of the commons, the tragedy of the commons. It's, you know, everyone's trying to fish the same fish and there's only that many fish and then they're going to come onto your fish and then everyone's racing at the BYU indoor track and it's the only option that you have.
And you probably run slower because there's just too many people in the race. Too many bodies.
And it's just not a good, it's just not good for the sport. But it is good for the sport in some ways. But then, yeah. So I think it's going to be out this year.
No, I respect that.
So, yeah. George, we got any more?
I'm thinking.
Tom has a good one. It's cross country and road racing.
In
this year.
Yeah,
which is really
good time for it to be in.
Yeah,
really,
I agree.
Cool.
I think that's spot on.
So, I think that's going to make us happy. I love that he put when he's out, he put a. I don't know if I meant to say this live on here. Evading taxes, which that's an inside joke for everyone.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is,
it's in the outlist
because of the government shutdown. Okay. A lot of people are like, can we not pay taxes for that month? Because they were not working. No, that's not how it works. You have to pay taxes.
Yeah.
But I know people are feeling like, well, the government wasn't running for a month and everything was fine. Well, it wasn't because TSA were not getting paid. But this is where you become a libertarian. You just want everything privatized. And then you think, well,
is that what
I care about
want?
The national park. So I will pay majority of like some of my salary to the national parks to make sure that they're kept well and kept for future generations. But will I, you know, pay 40,000 for, I don't know, clean toilets. I don't care about clean toilets.
Yeah, you got me.
I mean, I'm speaking riddles now. Okay, I should do my in and out so I remember.
I only have a couple more. I think we're getting towards
the end of it. My this one's not related to running, it's more related to leisure stuff. My out is Xbox, PlayStation. My in is built or pre-built PC gaming.
PC gaming is it?
Because subscriptions for Xbox as well as PlayStation have skyrocketed. And why would I pay all that money when I can just play for free with a PC? And also, all my friends can do that without paying
just need to get the
a
PC.
Lot of money. For a subscription that has been the same since I was 16. So that's how I feel about that little nugget. And also, shout out to all those PC gamers out there, hopefully I can join you and hopefully one day I can play with a burnt peanut. He has recently hit 1 million subscribers. 1 million.
I'm so proud.
He had 200,000 people watching him on YouTube and on Twitch daily.
That's really, really, really big.
Do you know how crazy that is in Twitch?
That's like massive.
As a peanut?
Especially as a peanut.
And I just feel like I want to let everyone know that I was one of the OGs. I was one of the OG bungalators.
Wait, what do you call it?
Bungalator.
Bungalator.
I'm one of the bungalators. Anyway, that's my little nugget.
I love it. So one more that I have on the in list, is, I don't know how you guys will feel about this, is alternate carb sources. And I just think that we're getting to a point now where there's so many different gel/carb companies out there that I think that you can get to the point where you can have buyer's fatigue. I don't know if that's what that is. But I think that it's a good year for people to take some time to explore other, maybe more cheaper, economical ways to get in their carbs, such as through fruit snacks or something like that. Don't overcomplicate it. So that's what I'm putting in there.
Mm.
Carbs are still in there.
Carbs are still in. They're still reigning supreme.
They are, yeah.
You can't beat them. You can't beat them. You just have to join them. And this isn't really like related to us at all, but this is more something that I think exists in the greater running world. I don't know how much you guys have been exposed to this type of stuff, but in my out, I put AI coaching apps. And, you know, I just assume that, I don't know if anyone actually uses them, but I assume that with the direction that technology is going, that in 2026, there'll just be more and more attempts at creating AI coaching apps or adjacent similar products. And I'm just going to put a stop to that right here and right now and say in 2026, guys, let's stop doing that, because that's just a bad idea. You know, I think AI, it's probably very good to be used for a lot of things, but coaching, no, you can't replace the power of a good coach with AI. Not yet, at least. Isn't that right, Ollie?
Well, I agree, because AIs can't make the voices that coaches can make.
But they probably can do that part, actually. That's probably the one part they can
do. Not as good as me.
Not
as good as me.
What about like an AI form analysis?
That would go as well as
I'd expect, which is fucking terribly, because I think people would be very protective about their form and then being told by a computer that your
that's
form
the stuff
is
that
shite.
That's the stuff that I hate, because the thing is, if let's say you're the thing, we've been, all of the three of us have been running for like our whole life, so it's just so ingrained in us. But let's say that you're someone that's new and getting into running, it makes complete sense that you would spend some time thinking about form. I mean, I think about myself whenever I get into something new. I go on YouTube and I look up all this basic stuff that like people that have done it for a long time probably don't care about at all. But if you're a beginner getting into running, it's like you will probably care about your form a lot. But then, and then there'll be products like AI form analysis or something that maybe is something that you would become interested in, and you would legitimately think like, yeah, maybe this would make me a better runner. But at the end of the day, it's like, as experienced runners, like how much is that really? We know, like, how effective is that really going to be? Like, how do you, I mean, I guess it could work on a really individual, it's so complicated, you know? I think that's the thing to like what form would the AI even be telling you to have? Like, Eliud Kipchoge's form? Is that what it's trying to get everyone to run like?
I mean, probably they'd look at people like that, yeah.
He's a very pretty runner. I would like to run like him, actually. Maybe I would invest in that. But
yeah,
I could see it for certain things, kind of, but I don't know. I think to have a successful AI form analysis, my thing is always just like, well, what's the perfect form?
It seems like you could go through a lot of data. Well, the perfect form for you, I don't know.
But how would it work that out?
But that's like saying, what's the perfect forehand for Carlos Alcaraz? And like, should he just stop trying to get better?
Well, it's not quite the same, because a lot of people would argue that you shouldn't force like running form, like your form will naturally get better from training more.
True.
So I don't know.
Well, as someone that has the best form out of the three of us, I would say that you shouldn't fuck what, you know, you've been given.
Wait, say that again. Say that again. No,
you can do what you've been given?
You shouldn't fuck with what you've been given.
You shouldn't
mess with it. I mean, if a running form is like causing injury or causing like a really bad form, well then that's going to get corrected. By there like not AI.
There definitely
by,
is
like,
a use
coaches.
Case. There is a use case, but I think it's so beyond.
But like professional runners, I don't think should do that. Unless you've had a really debilitating injury and you don't run like you used to, I think that's a different thing. If your running has changed, your form has changed because of your injury and you need help to adjust to make sure that you're running the best possible way. I mean, the best person to talk about this would be Jason.
Well, no, like George is, there is something there. Like if you're coming back from injury, that's definitely a use case for something like this. But what's more complicated in running is that you take, let's say you do a 10-mile run, you take 15,000 steps. It's like, I don't know if it's healthy to try and worry about the, it's just really hard in running to like consciously have the great form.
Yeah, that's probably, yeah.
It's just hard.
Yeah, it is hard.
But if you have some like glaring asymmetry, which is related to an injury, then that's definitely something, and technology could help you. There's technology out there that can help you identify that. That's definitely something that you should address. So yeah. There's definitely a use case, but I guess you'd probably be addressing that more in like the gym or something, or with like specific exercises.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, George, in and out. Have you got another one for us?
Every time you say that, it just makes me hungry.
I know. I should stop saying that.
We go past one like yesterday.
Yeah. We can do that.
Might be a post-workout. Must be a post-workout at some point.
That should be, yeah, except the fries are dog shite.
I like the fries.
Yeah, they are. You should go double burger.
You just double. All right.
So I do that anyway. That's actually in. Double burger in, fries out.
See, I'm a big lover of fries. But the thing is, fries have to be good. They have to be good. And the thing is, George, back in Australia, our chip shops have the best, hot chips for Americans' fries. The best hot chips are in Australia. Probably in the UK too. But the best hot chips are in Australia. Like there's a
lot of good ones.
Cut, well-made chips with chicken salt on them. I will die on this hill. They are amazing. They
you
are
like
incredible.
Them more than a McDonald's small guy?
100%.
Interesting.
100%. But you can't get them here. You can't get that type of chip here. So you get the crinkle cut, you get the curly fry, you get the string cut. You kind of get the thicker cut fries somewhere, but I do agree with George where the burgers, like that's the main meal. But if there's a good French fry place with the burger, it's just, that's heaven for me. But
I'm a big fry guy.
I'm satisfied with a good burger.
I could put fries in my top five foods.
But I think where George goes with it though, is George can make really good potatoes. And if you can make really good potatoes, what's the point of getting French fries? Because you can just get a good burger and then just whip up some potatoes, make good potatoes. Because you like potatoes, George.
No, that's not related to it.
But you like potatoes.
Thank you.
You do like roasted potatoes.
Who doesn't like potatoes?
I love potatoes.
I like potatoes.
I still love potatoes.
Yeah, so we're on agreement there. But it's just, I think, yeah, I do get the burger.
I love potatoes, but I have, I get potato fatigue. I was trying to... Like, I could eat so many fries, right? I don't know why this is, but I made baked potatoes like about a week ago, and I made five big russet potatoes.
Oh.
Once I went through one of them, I was like, dude, this is too much baked potato.
Bro.
I didn't plan
that's
on-
That's the problem, though. That's the problem for runners, too.
Yeah.
Potatoes are not a very good carb source because they're too filling before you can get in enough carbs.
Fries, however. No.
Before we end this podcast, I don't know if you guys know, but there's a podcast that's done with, it's a British podcast, and they have these celebrities on. They have this, like, they call it the fast food challenge, like quiz. Have you heard about this?
No.
And it's amazing, and I want to do it with you guys to see what your answers are. But before that, I'll do my last in and out.
Interested.
And my in and out, my last one is, out is young superstars in running, in old superstars.
Dude, I'm all in on the bell curve still. I'm on the boat.
My thing is this. The young superstars that we've seen come through that are like 16, 12, 8 years old that are running like 3:29, that's out. What's in? The 31, 32-year-old that's been grinding and all of a sudden just fucking hits the top.
See, I have to unfortunately disagree here because I'm all in still on the bell curve theory, which is there'll be amazing 16-year-olds and amazing 30-year-olds, and then 25-year-olds will be struggling.
Yeah, okay.
That's, I don't know, because in my fast...
Wait, is that a bell curve?
Or is it
upside down?
It's an inverse bell curve, I suppose.
It's an upside down bell.
Good pickup.
Everyone in the middle is no good.
Yeah, that's my theory. That's my wishful thinking.
You're probably accurate there, but that's my in and out. That's my last in and out. So
that's good. I think I love how we kind of did that in a very disjointed way, but I think that we got there in the end.
Okay, can I do my fast food quiz with you guys?
Yes, please.
It's not fast food, but it's just a quiz about food. And I want your answer in all of these, okay? First, best way to have eggs?
Poached.
That really depends on the day. I'm going to say fried for now.
Scrambled for me. Best sandwich filling?
That's actually a very hard one. I like a Reuben.
It's going to be one thing. For me, it's cheese.
Can I change mine? Sorry, yeah. I'm going to say ham, cheese, and tomato. Can it be a toasty ham, cheese, tomato?
Perfect. Best thing in a roast.
In a what?
In a roast, the best item in a roast.
In a roast.
Yeah.
I think the whatever cut of the pork that has all the crackling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. George?
Pork belly?
Yeah.
There you go. Thank you.
For me, gravy. Best cock.
Wait, George didn't say.
Oh, I thought you said pork. I thought you said the pork.
You were saying what I saw.
Oh, I was saying that to it.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, George. Lamb? Yeah.
Not lamb. Surprising. Lamb's hard to beat.
Lamb rope.
Gravy for me. Best cocktail to order at a bar.
The problem is, I can tell that you've already thought about these like a lot already.
Yeah, that's the whole point of the quiz. You just got to think. Whatever comes into your head, that's
no, why. No, but I'm saying that's not what you're doing.
No, not for me, but for you guys. This is more for you guys. For me, I'm just giving you my answer. But for you guys, the whole point of the quiz is you don't know. I'm just like rapid firing this into your face.
All right. Amaretto sour.
George.
Beef. What time of day?
Summer afternoon around 4 to 5 p.m.
That actually really changes the dynamic of the question. I was assuming at nighttime.
Well, nighttime for you then. I'm saying nighttime for you. I'm saying 4 or 5 p.m. sunny afternoon, about 26 degrees.
Aperol spritz.
Yeah, I'm saying spritz.
Spritz is a good one. For me, nighttime.
You're about to say some James Bond.
Nah, a Negroni. Here. I'm vibing with the Negronis at the moment. Potato chip, like flavor.
Oh, sour cream and onion. Controversial.
Just plain salt. For me, barbecue. Yeah. And the last one I have for you boys, I think from the thing was favorite dessert that you would have. I think it was a favorite dessert you would have on a first date or something like that. But favorite dessert you would have to share with your partner?
Tiramisu.
Tiramisu. George?
Yeah, I'll say the same.
Tiramisu. For me?
So good.
For me, honestly, probably anything with passion fruit, like probably a passion fruit tart or something like that with some ice cream.
How often are you getting a passion fruit tart?
Well, not a lot, but I remember when Meg and I were in...
I haven't seen that on the menu recently.
When Meg and I... Well, you got to come over more. You got to come over more. When Meg and I were in Australia, they have like these passion fruit like little tart things with like cream and stuff.
Yeah.
And Meg and I shared those with coffee in the morning. It's not really dessert time, but it was very enjoyable. So I say for the two of us, we'd enjoy the burgers. But there's more answers to the quiz, but it was a really fun quiz to watch.
That was a great quiz.
Another one. I forgot one. It's a podcast. It's one of my favorite comedians was on it, Joe Wilkinson. He was on the podcast. Legend. And the other question that I missed for you guys, favorite type of pasta? That's the last one.
Oh, yeah, that's shape. Tough.
For me, I'll tell you mine, rigatoni. That's my favorite.
That's really tough. I'm probably, What's like the...
You eat so much pasta. I thought you would have a quick answer for this.
Yeah, but that's good. They're all good. That's why it's hard.
Yeah, yeah. That is true.
Depends on the sauce, I guess. I do like a good penne like so much, but then also I like a linguine a lot as well.
Oh, linguine. Linguine.
We have those two.
George?
Like a year ago, I would have said spaghetti. I do love spaghetti. I love banana toilet.
Mm.
Otherwise, it's called one I always get from Whole Foods in the red bag. It's called like calamarata.
Oh, I know the one you're talking about.
What shape is that?
Yeah.
It's like a...
Like a big wide circle.
Yeah.
Like this short. Kind of...
It's like a rigatoni, but it's smaller and it's been like... Really, it's like calamari ring almost.
Yeah. Sounds good.
That... Fusilli is not bad. I like some fusilli.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's not many pasta shapes that I dislike.
No, not for me. I mean, like...
I like most.
The one I have... Lasagna. Lasagna's pretty good.
Is that even acceptable answer to that question?
It's pasta,
that,
though, isn't it?
I mean, it definitely is. It's just that's...
If you wanted to throw a curveball into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's two things that you guys should watch as well, and I'm ticking to my audience, my lovely Coffee Club audience, is the two podcasts that I really got into, boys, is that one. And then the other one is My Last Meal. Have you seen this one? This guy gets celebrities on and he gives them like their last meal and they go through all these meals and drinks.
The Mythical Kitchen.
Yeah, dude, I've been watching those. They're amazing. Yeah. So like it makes me want to like just go and eat all that food.
It makes me want to eat my last meal.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a last meal?
Not off the top of my head, but there are elements to it probably.
But that's a big question.
I know what George, like lamb will be involved in George's for sure. Like one of the dishes, I think you can have like seven, you can have as many dishes as you want. So you could have like eight dishes.
Fair enough.
I do enjoy those. But yeah, I thought that was a fun little quiz we could do.
Yeah.
I'm glad you guys did it.
That was really fun. Thank you, Ollie.
Yeah.
That was great.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, I think on that lovely wholesome note, I think we can close out episode 213 of the podcast. Catch Ollie and I racing in Tallinasty, as they call it.
Tallinasty.
We're very excited. We'll see you guys all out there. And then next week, we should all be back together to record the podcast.
Yeah, which will be exciting.
So, yeah.
Also, with that little food quiz, I probably got some of it wrong, but if you guys want to comment in your community what, you know, the answers to those questions, more than welcome to.
Please do.
And like and subscribe.
and please hit the bell for notifications.
Yeah, and also start a GoFundMe for us because we're not in college, so, you know. Yeah.
Go for it. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. This has been episode 213 of the Coffee Club Podcast. We'll look forward to seeing you guys later next week. Goodbye.